Now, let's assume you haven't had your appendix removed. Well, what does this organ actually do for you? One idea gaining traction is that it may serve as a refuge for beneficial bacteria. The idea is that if something upsets the colonic apple cart and it disturbs the normal spectrum of microbes that live there and help to keep us healthy, the appendix can work a bit like a biobank and recolonise the colon after the storm has passed with the right cross-section of microflora. That is possibly why, living in a cleaner, modern world that we do now, we can get away without having a working appendix. William Parker is based at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and he's been looking at the role the appendix plays for many years.
The best evidence tells us that it is a safe house or sort of a backup for our beneficial bacteria. That's what the natural function of it always was. If you get an infection in your GI tract, say cholera or typhoid or amoebic dysentery, your body will naturally just flush everything out. But then you need to reboot the system. So when you reboot that, the appendix is in the right place, the right immunological type things keep those bacteria safe, and those bacteria will get back out into the main part of the gut and basically reboot the system.
So that means then that people who have their appendix out, if they lose that backup system, does that make them more vulnerable to not being able to repopulate or recolonize their gut?
Hypothetically, if, say, an individual without their appendix got, say, stranded on a desert island, separated from modern society, and they had, you know, no clean drinking water and no toilets, they could be in trouble because they would be less able to repopulate their gut after they got an infection. But that's not really what we see in modern society because we have clean drinking water and clean food and we use toilets.
Does it matter whether you have antibiotics as the cause of disturbing your bowel bacteria then? Because if you take the antibiotics, will that not go in and destroy that colony that's in the safe house?
That's an absolutely brilliant observation, Chris, and the answer is yes. Now, you read a lot of the scientific literature right now, and people assume, well, if it's a safe house for beneficial bacteria, it should protect us from antibiotics. But we specifically looked at that question in the laboratory, and the best evidence is that the safe house might protect you a little bit from antibiotics sometimes, but in general, no. The reason why we like some antibiotics is because they go throughout the whole body. So they can get an infection wherever it is, and that, of course, would bypass the function of the appendix and essentially delete our backup.
And if we look at people who fall victim to problems not like cholera, but other infections that happen because we give people antibiotics, and I'm talking about antibiotic-associated diarrheal states, things like C. diff, the feared hospital superbug. Is there a difference there in terms of people's resilience and susceptibility to that, depending upon how good their appendix is or whether it's even present?
C. diff or Clostridium difficile, it's a very nasty toxic bacteria that we normally have. But if your bacteria gets wiped out by antibiotics, sometimes this bacteria, this toxic bacteria, can just overgrow and it's debilitating. It can cause death. And this has long been a problem, basically, since antibiotics were first developed and started use in the clinic. So people have been very, very interested in this since we published the first study saying that the appendix is a safe house for beneficial bacteria. And some studies show, yes, you definitely get a lot of protection. But then some studies say, no, there's no protection. So it may depend on which population you're looking at and which antibiotics people used to cause the problem in the first place. The bottom line is we don't know. We've looked at that question in great detail, and there's just not enough information in the medical literature to determine the answer to that.
William Parker at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.